Okay, Mishnah H. Tei chavuros, if there were two groups, shohoyu ochlus b'vayis echod, eating in one house. They're eating separately, but they're close by. The question is, can they join together to make one zimun, or do they have to make two? The answer is, bizman shemektsos and royin elu es elu, in a situation where part of each group can see each other, meaning at least one person from group A can see at least one person from group B, and vice versa, then hari elu mitzlof and a zimun, they can join together to make one zimun, because they are considered in a way one group, since they're so close by and can see each other. But if not, then Einum Zamna Atzman, these people in this group should make a Zimun by themselves, Einum Zamna Atzman, and the other people in the other group should make a Zimun by themselves. There's a discussion about whether they're only allowed to join together if there's already three people in each group. But if there were less than three people in each group, and at the moment they have no obligation to make a Zimun by themselves, and only if they join together would there be three people, according to some, they cannot join together. It's only once you already have the obligation of Zimun individually, independently of the other group, then you can just join together to make a bigger group. But in order to create the group, it might not be enough if you can just see each other, and therefore you might not make a zimun at all. Now, it ends off the perek by telling us, in those days, the wine which they had was very, very strong, and they wouldn't be able to really drink it properly unless they diluted it with a bit of water. So the Mishnah says, "Im vorchen al hayayin," one is not allowed to make a brocha on the wine, ad sheyitin zochemayim, until you put some water into the wine, because until you do so, it's not really drinkable. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that you can't make a bracha of Beri Pri HaGofen on the wine, because it's not really considered wine yet, but you would still make a bracha of Beri Pri HaEitz, which is the bracha you make on grapes. It hasn't yet reached that stage where it's changed from its original state to wine. Only once it's diluted does it gain the status of wine. But the Chachamim say Mevorchen, actually one does say the bracha of Beri Pri HaGofen, which is the bracha on wine. You do say that on this wine which hasn't been diluted. And their reason is because even though it's not really drinkable by itself, this strong wine was not diluted when it was put into some sort of dish. They would often make some sort of dish or even a drink which contained other things. So when they would do that, they would use this extra strong wine. And therefore it was still drinkable to an extent, and therefore it has gained the status of wine, so one would make a Beri Pri HaGofen on that.